AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Three people have died in the heavy rain beating down on Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. In North Louisiana, the flooding in some places is up to the rooftops. Jack Skaggs is in Bossier Parish.
I went home a little while ago, took a break, and we packed up and got the wife and little one out of the house.
He talked to KSLA-TV. North Louisiana's getting more rain today. They think it'll end by tomorrow afternoon. At least two gunmen opened fire on a backyard party in suburban Pittsburgh, killing five people. Allegheny County Police Lieutenant Andrew Sherman.
At this point, we're early in the investigation. We do not have a clear motive. Our crime unit is still processing the scene.
The gunman took off on foot. At the Democratic presidential candidates debate last night in Miami, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders sparred over which one is a truer friend of American Hispanics and immigrants.
Of the people, the undocumented people living in our country, I do not want to see them deported. I want to see them on a path to citizenship. That is exactly what I...
But Bernie Sanders pointed out that 9 years ago, Clinton opposed the idea of allowing immigrants here illegally to get driver's licenses. She said he repeatedly voted against an immigration reform bill in 2007. He said it included a guest worker program, much like slavery. Both of them harpooned Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
The American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans.
The debate on Univision last night, the Republicans will debate again tonight. This is AP Radio News. Almost 75 years after he died at Pearl Harbor, an American sailor has been buried with full military honors. Here's our Ross Simpson.
A bugler played taps at the funeral of Petty Officer First Class Vernon Luke. The machinist mate from Green Bay, Wisconsin, died on USS Oklahoma when the Japanese bombed his battleship at Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Ray Emery, a survivor of the attack, says it has taken too long to identify the remains of Luke, who was buried as an unknown along with nearly 400 other victims.
It's taken a long time to do it.
Petty Officer Luke is the first of the newly identified to be reburied at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. I'm Ross Simpson.
Mourners are paying their respects to former First Lady Nancy Reagan, whose casket lies in repose at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. More than 3,000 people paid tribute yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.